The indictment of Officer Randall Carrick is significant because of what happened last week, when another grand jury decided there wasn't probable cause that Carrick is guilty of voluntary manslaughter, and instead asked prosecutors to submit a lesser charge. The case is now cleared for trial, even though Carrick's attorneys tried to block the case from being heard by another grand jury. A judge denied that motion this morning. Carrick shot 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell 10 times in mid-September. Police were responding to a report of an early morning break-in, but apparently Farrell was seeking help after wrecking his car. CMPD charged Carrick with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours after the incident. Farrell's fiancée has said she believes he was racially profiled. Farrell was black and Carrick is white. So did about 75 people who protested and prayed outside the government center today.
So God, we ask now that you would be with those, oh God, on the grand jury. Lord, we ask now that you would let justice go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Every heart say amen.
Next door, inside the courthouse, Carrick's attorney Michael Green tried to block the case from going in front of another grand jury. He accused prosecutors of grand jury shopping. Special Deputy Attorney General Adrian Harris shot back that the motion they filed late Friday afternoon was a bunch of fluff and that they were running around in circles. Prosecutors said, and Judge Bell agreed, that there is nothing in the state law that prevents the state from resubmitting an indictment. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.